When it comes to the most talented rappers, in terms of delivery and flow, there is no one like Busta Rhymes.
The mathematician of this rap expedition mastered the precision of the faster addiction after you listen.
Busta Rhymes has been at this for a long time. His latest album, Extinction Level Event 2, is the sequel to a hit album he released in 1998.
Yeah, as a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib.
Now, that album's big single, Gimme Some More, sampled violin riffs from Hitchcock's Psycho.
Yeah, baby, what a surprise. Give you something, make that sucker roll over your eyes. All my people getting money.
In the music video, Busta Rhymes performs in costume as a boxer, a cowboy, a zoot-suited gangster. I wanted to know how he developed that showmanship.
All of that happened from the beginning. That happened actually before the rounding. You know what I'm saying? That happened when, you know, I was a little boy and, you know, 9 o'clock bedtime curfews and you raising an upbringing where kids ought to be seen and not heard unless spoken to. And, you know, to get around having to go to bed at 9 o'clock, you know, I would do things to entertain my parents and their company so that they forget to send me to bed at 9 o'clock. Whether it was lip syncing a song or dancing, you know, sometimes I would, you know, put together these little outfits from the suits that I had to wear when I had to go to church, or, you know, lace up my clothes in a way that I would have to lace it up, like if I was actually going out to break dance with the homies. All of that combined is really when I figured it out. That's when I knew I was onto something.
He grew up in New York City and Long Island. His parents were immigrants from Jamaica. His father wanted him to follow in his path as an electrician. The boy who would become Busta Rhymes had other ideas.
I really just wanted to learn all of the components of hip-hop, period. So,
what did you consider the components? I mean, I know you were young then. I don't know if you thought about it, broke it down in quite that way.
No, I did. I mean, it was everything. It was DJing, breakdancing, graffiti, popping, and rapping. So, and learning how to break dance and pop and DJ and do graffiti, my greatest love became emceeing and rapping.
Throughout the sphere, raise the levels of the boom inside the air. You know I did it, so don't violate. By 19 years old, he had made star-making turns on singles like Scenario by A Tribe Called Quest.
So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon.
The late 90s kicked into high drive, a career that has since survived the ups and downs of the rap industry. Over the last decade, he's maintained that energy by recording music every day. In fact, Busta Rhymes says he chose from over 800 songs for his latest album.
But there's way more songs than that, because there's songs that don't make every album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a back catalog of way before the songs that I've recorded for this album that just been sitting in hard drives for years that the world has never heard.
I heard you go into the studio every day, like it's part of your daily routine. What's part of that process? I mean, I don't know where you get the beats or, you know, how long it takes you to find the rhymes to go over them, but what is a daily hip-hop studio practice like? Do you know what I mean?
I go to the studio, I put beats on, I listen to it, and I just wait until it comes to me.
Look at my brigade, it's about that time. Light sparkle off my jewelry, it's about that shine.
There really is no formula. Sometimes you go in the studio and don't come up with nothing. The one thing that I don't do is force it. If it don't feel like it's coming to me, then I don't record.
Steering like all this hypnosis is heavy. If blitz could kill, I probably died countless deaths already. Gillette razor sharp.
I know the breadth of songs on this album come from different points over the last couple of years. So forgive me if you can't remember, but is there a song here that was one of those moments where you're like, you come to the studio, you have a good day, and it flows?
The song with me and Anderson .Paak was one of those moments.
Double, triple, check. Gonna left a couple bags on the stack. Feeling like I owe a couple checks. Now I'm getting back like I never left. Bang a left.
The song Deep Thought, that was another one of those moments.
Can we talk about Deep Thought? I had that on my list. Probably because there's no one else. You know what I mean? So it's just you.
It was just a good session. I just went in there, heard the beat. I produced the track, and it just spoke to me in the way that I spoke to it.
And it all feels like this was in vain, despite I'm bringing it harder. Losing Chris Lighty and then losing my father. I'm bittersweet, so I promised my mama I'ma become a martyr. And every day that passed, I move a little smarter.
I just needed to communicate some personal things that I wanted to share.
But I feel cheated because Chris and my father, they ain't right here to see it. But like I said, because they ain't right here to see it. Despite my heart would suffer, I'm still undefeated. I give them what they
It's the music, but also the kind of musical interludes, the skits, the recordings that you use.
And if you are just joining us, welcome to the moment of truth.
It's clear you're in this to make a full album experience.
You understand what I'm talking about? It's the end of the world. Take notes from a real MC.
This is not just about streaming one or two that people might like.
That's what I come from. That's what I miss. And I think that's something that the generation needs to experience in the right way now. The experience and the importance of understanding what it is to treat yourself to an incredible, cohesive body of work.
You've lived through so many evolutions of the genre, right? I mean, how do you feel about what you're hearing in this new generation?
I embrace everything with grace because, you know, when I was trying to get on in the beginning, you know, we took from the influences and the elder statesmen before us, you know, we took from it and tried to make it our own.
Hardcore, Ricky D. Brawl, lay flat on the floor, reclining in the back of the ball, nonchalant flavor for sure, Tim's with the aqua for long.
But of course, in the process of trying to make it your own, you do think certain things different in a way that some of the elder statesmen might not be willing to accept.
Did you experience that?
Yeah, everybody didn't like me. It's fine, you know what I'm saying? Like, in fact, I'm driven by that because I like to show people that you may not know what you're talking about right now because you just don't get it. You ain't gotta like me right now. I know how to make you change the way you think, though.
Yeah, I feel like you got the last laugh here.
Yeah, man, I'm very grateful of being able to be in a space where you get the gifted opportunity to show people better than you can tell them.
Look over your shoulder, get me. Cause I done bodied the game to the point where I'm scared to rap with me. Kept burning to the anointing me, one of the kings of black history.
Busta Rhymes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Queen. Have a blessed day and a good holiday season, too.
You too. Bye.
All right, take care.